Murder, She Wrote. Manhattans and Murder by Jessica Fletcher and Donald Bain. Read by Beth Porter. Chapter 1. It was his eyes. Not that his eyes caused me to stop and look at him. The red Santa Claus suit, shiny black boots, and fake grizzled white beard did that. But it was his eyes that sparked recognition in me. He was one of a dozen solicitors of charitable contributions on Fifth Avenue that crisp sunny day in December. Some employed loud musical accompaniment as they attempted to woo hordes of pedestrians passing each hour, a few hopefully imbued with the Christmas spirit of giving. The Santa Claus I stopped to observe had only a small cheap bell whose tintinnabulation could barely be heard over the blaring out-of-tune brass ensemble of an adjacent Salvation Army unit. He didn't seem to notice me as I stood in front of Saks Fifth Avenue's festive holiday windows. Why would he? I was only one of countless faces on the street at that hour. Besides, it had been at least 10 years since Waldo Moss and I had last seen each other. It probably wasn't even Waldo. Still, I couldn't resist having a closer look. I pulled a dollar bill from my purse, navigated the stream of foot traffic at the risk of being bowled over, and dropped the money into a cardboard box decorated with shimmering red and green paper that sat at his feet. "Thank you," he mumbled, his eyes looking beyond me. "Merry Christmas," I said, loud and clear. I didn't move, and my presence compelled him to acknowledge me. He stopped ringing the bell and frowned. "Waldo?" I said. The mention of his name seemed to rattle him. He glanced away, rang his bell one more time, then looked at me again.